The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Gimel teaches us Ma'amidim Bima Be'emtz Beis HaKnesses. A Bima is erected in the middle of a Beis HaKnesses. Kdei Shiyalo La'akar B'Torah, someone who gets an Aliyah should stand there. Amisha Oima La'am Divrei Kvushim, or someone who is giving a speech. The purpose is that everybody should be able to hear what was said. The Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam discusses, don't discuss with me, it says, V'al teshimeni v'abim shibon b'yom elo b'ktsas m'koymus v'koymusom b'soit b'es ha'knesset v'loy b'emtsom. The Kesef Mishnah says that already in his time, apparently, there were bimas that were built not in the middle of the shul. Kamodas habim vateva beemtsa, for he says placing the bima in the middle of the shul ain't a mechiv, is not obligatory. Al hakom lufi amokim vazman, it depends on the situation. Shadafka bais is manim shaybate knesses gdolim ad ma'oid. Only in the time when they had very large shuls, hayitzrichim lam and habima beemtsa, that they need to put the beam in the middle of the shul, kedei lashmiel kolam, so everyone could hear. Abos manim elu. Nowadays, shabai v'nesena rabim, batei k'nesona shlonu k'tanim heim, our shuls are much smaller. O b'lav hachi kolam shoymim heitiv, everyone could hear anyway. Yoysa noy hu livnes habima b'tzad echod, it's nicer, better to build the beam up on a side, to build it in the middle. And therefore, the Kesef Mishnah says that although the Rambam and the Rama as well in Simen Kuf Nun, the last sif of the Shulchan of that Simen Sif Hey, the Rama says, we should make a bima for the shul. In the middle of the shul, so the Rama also passes like the Rambam, but we have here the Kesef Mishnah taking the approach that it's only for practical purposes that the bima needs to be in the middle of the shul. The Chasam Sofer in Shail Sechuvus, Chasam Sofer, Oyre Chaim, Simen Chof Ches, says that even though it's very praiseworthy that the Kesef Mishnah is trying to explain and be Melamed Tzchus on the on a bima being made in middle of, not in the middle of the shul. However, the halacha is that a bima should be in the middle of the shul. Because the bima, he says, is like the mizbeach, which, given that we read on the bima the Sefer Torah, and when we read from the Sefer Torah, we read the Parashas Kabbonis. And moreover, as we know, on Sukkos, we go around the bima, just like they went around the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the bima should be in the middle. It's interesting to point out that the Chasam Sofer in this tshuva seems to be going back and forth. He, on one hand, he says the bima is comparable to the mizbeach apnimi. In another place, he seems to be saying that the bima should be compared to the mizbeach achitzim. The question is, if the Chasam Sofer is saying that the reason the bima needs to be in the middle of the shul is because the bima is because the mizbeach is in the middle, so too is the bima. In our Gemara, here on Daf Nun Tes, Masechta Zvachim, we have a very long discussion. Where was the mizbeach achitzim in place? One man Dama says it was Kulei B'Tzofen. One man Dama says it was Chetzia B'Tzofen V'Chetzia B'Dorim. And the third man Dama says that it was Kulei B'Dorim. So according to the man Dama, the two Pshatim that don't have the Mizbeach Achitzin in the middle of the Azara, where does the Chasam Sofer take that the Bima has to be in the middle because the Mizbeach was in the middle when the Mizbeach itself was not in the middle? The Mizbeach Achitzin, based on two of the three opinions of our Gemara. So there are many that explain that what the Chasam Sofer means when he says that the Mizbeach Achitzin was in the middle, he doesn't mean to say it was in the middle between Tzofen and Dorim, because as we learned in our Suya, that actually is a serious question where it was. What he's referring to is that the Bima was between Mizrach and Maariv, that if you measure from the east side of the Azara to the west side of the Azara, you'll find that the Mizbeach was right in the middle. And in fact, that's what he says is what the Chasam Sofer and actually the Rambam and the Ramah mean when they say that the Bima has to be in the middle. It doesn't mean between Tzofen and Dorim. It means in the middle between Mizrach and Maariv. The Bi'ah Halacha indeed takes a very strong position about putting the Bima in the middle of the shul. And he says, Kemavur b'Rambam v'Tor, Minakaidumhu, the Rambam and the Torah both teach us that the Bima should be in the middle of the shul. Umakar Mesachtim Sukkah Nun Alpha Mbeis, Kamashikosva Gro. And then the Bi'ah Halacha continues. Bavainasena Rabbim, Be'ezim Makaimus Park to Minik Kadumazu. And there are some places where they have violated this Minig. Veschilu Las Abim Samachla Aron HaKodesh. They began making the Bima near the Aron HaKodesh. They wanted to follow the minig of the Akim as they do in their places of worship. He says in Parakat Shekarim Temple. And the Bi'ah Halacha uses very sharp words regarding those that want to put the beam in a different place. He says, on them we could say the words, V'yishkach Yisrael Aseyen V'yivin Echolus. The Paiskim already speak derogatorily about these individuals. And he quotes the Chuvas Chasam Sofer Simchaches, the Chuvas Mecholos Machnayim, the Chuvas Imri Eish. So the Bi'ah Halacha as well takes a very strong position about the Bima needing to be strictly in the middle of the shul. There's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas, the Tseil HaChochma, Chelik Beis, Simen Samach Tes, that discusses this issue as well, of where the Bima should be. He quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Chasam Sofer, and then he quotes that other Paiskim who take also a very strong position that the Bima has to be strictly in the middle of the shul. He says that how do we measure what is the middle of the shul? He says the way we measure the middle of the shul is from the back wall of the shul until the Aron HaKodesh. And he says if you have an Aron HaKodesh that has steps in front of the Aron HaKodesh, he says you shouldn't measure the step from the steps to the back. Rather, you should measure from the Aron HaKodesh. You should measure from the Aron HaKodesh to the back. The Mechas Yitzchak has a number of tshuvas on this issue as well. In Chelik Gimel, Simen Dalet Hey and Vav, he discusses this issue, and he brings down many sources to support the opinion that the bima must be in the middle of the shul. In fact, he quotes a tshuva from the Michtav Sofer. The Michtav Sofer was a son of the Chassam Sofer, who was offered a position to be a rav in the city of Papa, but apparently in the shul there, the bima was not in the middle of the shul. He says that he's not prepared to become the rav of a shul where the bima is not in the middle of the shul. He also quotes a Shailos HaTshuvos Marash Eish that says that Api Kabbalah, the bima must be in the middle of the shul. It's also very interesting to point out, he says, as we quoted at the beginning of our shir, the words of the Ramah. So he says, the Ramah, who's obviously following the opinion of the Rambam, that the bima has to be in the middle of the shul, he says, if you look at the words of the Ramah, he says, he goes into a discussion. He says that even though the Ramah and the Rambam say that the reason the bima should be in the middle of the shul is the yishmu kulam, that everybody should be able to hear, he says that that doesn't make a difference. He says that even if, as the Kesef Mishnah discusses, there's going to be a situation where you could hear better if the beam is not in the middle, we have no right to change what the halacha is. And if the halacha is that the beam is supposed to be in the middle, that's where the bima must be. However, in Simon Tez, in Simon Vav, he adds a new interesting twist. He says that the reason the bima must be in the middle of the shul is because that's, as we started our shir, it follows the way the mizbeach was placed. And the mizbeach is in the middle, so too must the bima be in the middle. So he says that's only in the Beis HaKnesses. But that's not the halacha in the Beis HaMedrash. And therefore he says those who daven in the Beis HaMedrash you don't need to have the bima in the middle. Reb Moshe, in the Shas Chuvas Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Erechaim Chelik Aleph, Simen Mem Beis, seems to be a little more lenient. He says that the entire reason that the bima needs to be in the middle is only for purposes of being able to hear, and if you could hear better by not having the bima in the middle of the shul, we don't have to have the bima exactly in the middle of the shul. He does, however, say that we should be careful that the bima should not be directly next to the Aron in a situation that would cause that people, as we mentioned earlier, would not be able to go around the bima on Sukkos with their Dalamin. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in the Shas HaTshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelik Ches Simen Yud Zayin, also has a discussion regarding this question. And as is his derech, he quotes all of the Maran Chaimis that speak about this Shaila. But he seems to take an approach that the reason why the Sam Sofer was so concerned about the bima being in the middle of the shul is, as we said earlier, because that was the way, and the B'alocha said it, because that was the way the Reformed temples and churches were constructed. And therefore, it's a shaila of chukas ha'akum
following their style if you build the bima right next to Aron. So he says, in the countries where he came from, the Sfardish countries, they did not have that concern. And because in those countries, that wasn't so much of a consideration, he is not as strict as the Chassam Sofer about putting the bima strictly in the middle of the shul.